From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. National media outlets have called this year's presidential race for Democrat Joe Biden, but Republican President Donald Trump isn't conceding, instead pushing unproven allegations that the election was stolen. Two of Alaska's Republican statewide elected leaders have already congratulated Biden, but as Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, GOP Governor Mike Dunleavy is standing by the president.
2 days after the election, President Donald Trump took to the podium in the White House briefing room and declared falsely that he'd beaten Joe Biden.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Trump's campaign and national Republicans have filed an array of lawsuits challenging ballot counting in battleground states. But judges have rejected many of them, and the president has offered no concrete evidence of widespread fraud or election theft. Nonetheless, Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, who's praised and partnered with President Trump, put out a statement over the weekend saying he supports the president's efforts to ensure the election is completed with integrity. Dunleavy didn't respond to a request for additional comment Monday, but David Ramser, who volunteered on Biden's campaign in Alaska, says the state will be better off if its elected leaders accept that the race is over and start working with the president-elect.
Alaska has so much at stake from the federal government, so I think it just makes good sense for our statewide leaders to recognize reality, get on board, build alliances with the new administration. We just ought to get on with it.
Ramser says it's the, quote, tinfoil hat crowd that's holding on to allegations of widespread voter fraud that could overturn the election results. And Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young, both Republicans, have congratulated Biden. But Alaska's other Republican Senator Dan Sullivan has not addressed the presidential race directly, beyond a spokesman saying Biden is expected to win. And other high-ranking Alaska Republicans are also urging patience. Craig Campbell is a former Alaska lieutenant governor. He says he's looking to the campaigns and the courts for information, not the mainstream media.
That's what I'm saying is what we have to have patience for in America. I could care less what the Washington Post says. I could care less what the New York Times says.
Campbell says what he calls the, quote, legitimate concerns of the Trump campaign should be addressed, and that he'll accept the results of the election by mid-December, when each state holds meetings for electors to cast their electoral votes. If Trump loses at that point, Campbell says he thinks most members of his party in Alaska will move on, even if they won't be happy about it.
We'll be mad. We'll be upset. We'll say, hey, how can we do this better next time? But it's not going to be the end of the world, and you will not see a revolution because Biden becomes president, at least not in our state.
For its part, Alaska is one of the few states where the Associated Press still hasn't called a winner of the presidential election, as there are more than 100,000 votes that still need to be counted. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
For more than 40 years, the state has tried and failed to bring natural gas from Alaska's North Slope to market. Now, a new private venture formed by some familiar players wants to make an attempt. Former Governor Bill Walker led a press conference today with the group who call themselves Alaska Gas Line and LNG LLC. Walker was joined by the man he tapped to lead the state's gas line corporation during his administration, Keith Meyer. They're also partnering with Fairbanks entrepreneur Bernie Carl and a union, the Laborers Local 341. Walker says right now those four are the only investors in their new venture, but that could change.
While there's four now, we think there'll be 400 or 4,000 because I think Alaskans are ready for this project to happen.
The group is responding to a message from leaders of the state's gas line corporation who said this spring that they want to transition the project over from state control into private hands. They're hoping to transfer the project by the end of the year. According to a written statement from the state corporation that they're looking for, quote, any party with the appropriate resources and qualifications to help advance the Alaska LNG project. The corporation estimates the project will cost about $39 billion to build. Alaska has struggled to hit the right market conditions to make its expensive project a reality, and demand dropped in 2020 due in part to the COVID-19 pandemic, driving gas prices even lower. But Meyer and Walker are undeterred. They point to the success of a years-long federal permitting process. Meyer says the next step is to move the project into the market, get it out in front of people who may want to invest in it.
It's a very good time in the LNG industry. The world is moving moving to natural gas is a much cleaner hydrocarbon. So we now have 42 countries that import LNG. So the industry has matured, and Alaska is in a beautiful position to really participate in this industry.
Meyer says if the state will turn the project over to their venture, they're aiming to get it built by 2028. And after several days of counting votes across the country, Joe Biden claimed victory in the 2020 presidential election on Saturday morning. The campaign circulated a victory video featuring the jobs and hobbies of Americans from coast to coast. KOTZ's Wesley Early has more on one of the women showcased, an Inupiaq dancer from Kotzebue. Oh,
beautiful. Set to Ray Charles' rendition of America the Beautiful, the video portrayed Biden's promise to be a president for all Americans. Across various social media platforms, it was viewed over 60 million times. About 27 seconds in, 28-year-old Jackie Lambert fills the frame, performing an Inupiaq dance with Cook Inlet behind her. Lambert had posted one of her dances on Instagram shortly after Indigenous Peoples Day in October, and she says the video caught the attention of Alex Troutman, an independent videographer with Blackfish Media.
He reached out and said that he was in touch with the Biden campaign and that they wanted to do the spot about America and having representation of all kinds of people across the nation.
A couple days later, Lambert filmed the performance at the Carr Gottesdien Park in Anchorage. She says since the performance was filmed in October, she thought it was going to be used to try to get out the vote ahead of the election. By the time November 3rd came and went, she assumed they weren't using it.
It was surprising me to wake up that next morning to the video kind of announcing his victory. And I knew that I was going to be a part of this video, but I had no idea that it was going to be, like, on the morning that, like, it's announced that he had won after I was waiting for so long.
While only featured for a couple seconds in the spot, Lambert posted the full dance for her social media followers, which had grown since the campaign video was released.
That was the Bone Arrow No song is what we call it in Kotzebue, but it's danced across many Inupiaq and Inuvialuit communities.
Lambert grew up in Kotzebue and has been dancing since she was a child. She lives in Anchorage now, but continues to perform with the Kikiktugwerk Northern Lights dancers. Her performance Atik look in the video was made by Mae Douglas, the dance group's elder. Lambert says she was happy that the Biden campaign made an effort to show the diversity of America by including its indigenous people.
It was such a relief to be able to see that embracement where, you know, the past few years I've heard so many comments, and Trump has made comments about Pocahontas and not knowing, like, the terrible story behind who she really is, and kind of, you know, arming a lot of people with this knowledge that you can use a Native woman's name as, like, an insult in this, like, political ground.
Lambert grew up dancing at the local Nana Museum for tourists and always had been fascinated by life outside of Kotzebue. And she says she loved being a part of the diversity of the country.
My inner child is just, like, totally amazed by this experience. It just feels a little amazing to see, I guess, even the stories of all these other Americans in this video as well, and seeing kind of the expansion of who we are, and being knowing that, like, my simple life and my simple story from growing up in Kotzebue was kind of, there was a glimpse of it shown.
Lambert says she's hopeful that the Biden administration will address many issues plaguing Native communities across the country, including the alarming rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Shining more light onto that and acknowledging the situation within the Native community when it comes to this violence and all of this disruption sort of that's happening, and the way that it comes from kind of a colonial perspective in the past.
Lambert says Native advocates have been more successful in recent years in highlighting the historically testy relationship between Native people and the American government, and the incoming president would do well to learn from that history as well. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
The city and borough of Juneau reported 16 new cases of COVID-19 today. There are currently 65 active cases in Juneau residents. That includes a cluster of 22 active cases from an outbreak at the Mendenhall Auto Center. The cluster associated with Juneau's homeless population is down to 5 active cases, with 88 recovered. But results are still pending for more than 100 tests conducted.